War never ceased on Talon. In the face of victory and defeat, it ground on without pause. In the 6 hours after the retreat of the third assault of the Sightless Warren, a force of 400 war machines set off from the Kobalak shelter. Supposedly, they were to link up with loyalist elements which had fled north after the attack, though no one would later be able to recall who had given the order. No trace of them was ever found. In the void, the ragged fleet carrying the Legio Krytos and the survivors of House Caesarion dropped from the warp, cutting its way through loyalist ships to drop its forces onto Talon's southern pole. From above, the ships of both sides watched as the clouds above the southern landmass danced with flames as they, the traitor titans and knights, matched themselves against the maniples of the Legio Griffonicus. In the Casildian Mountains, the loyalist bunker complex fell when decontamination measures failed. The complex's last signal echoed across the planet's electrosphere for hours after the last of its inhabitants had died. In the command rooms of the loyalist shelters, and in the strategiums of the vessels circling in the void, the fractures in command split wide. Colonels, captains, praetors, generals, and others of countless vaunted ranks began to blame, insult, ignore, and rebuke each other for a failure which all of them had had a hand in creating. It was Delisarius, governor militant of Talon before its murder, and in name still commander of all forces on its surface, who silenced the squall of voices. "We will attack again," he said. "We attack again, and again, until there are no more of us who can. And then, when we find a way to do it again, until we break them." Then, into the uneasy silence which followed, he added, "Remember where this is, and the price we have paid to reach this day. This is not just war. This is vengeance."